On Wednesday, leading politicians, cultural figures, veterans and others marked the 91st anniversary of the founding of the independent Czechoslovak state. Ceremonies, as every year, were held throughout the country, paying homage to those who fought for Czech statehood, whilst in the evening the country's highest honours were awarded by the president. Jan Wellinger followed this year's ceremony and has this report.
The country's highest honours are traditionally awarded in Prague's stately Vladislav Hall, and once again this October 28th, it was packed with notable guests from the country's top politicians, including former prime ministers and a former president, Václav Havel. All were in the audience as the current head of state, Václav Klaus, commemorated this year's holiday and handed out the Czech Republic's highest honours. Before that, though, he gave a traditional address, including several topics such as the need for greater involvement in the democratic process by voters, as well as a greater acceptance of responsibility within the parliamentary system. Then in the second half of the ceremony, the president recognized 23 people for outstanding sacrifice or contributions to their country. Among them were individuals who fought against the Nazi occupation or Czechoslovakia's Stalinist regime. Angela Dvořáková, 82, who organized members of the Czech resistance, or the late Otakar Černý, who died just 2 weeks ago at the age of 89. He was a former RAF pilot who was sentenced to prison by the communists. Or Josefina Napravilová, 94, who worked to find children who had been stolen from their families by the Nazis during World War II. Also awarded on Wednesday was jockey Josef Váňa, the legendary rider who won the famous Velká Pardubická steeplechase for the sixth time this year. But perhaps the most surprising and only controversial choice was Czech pop legend Karel Gott. His inclusion on Wednesday surprised many as the highly successful singer prospered under the former regime. Some critics slammed the choice of the singer for an order of merit, among them critic Jan Rejček, who I spoke to on Thursday morning.
I see his inclusion as scandalous and very problematic. My view is that the president should honor people who were persecuted by the former regime, whether they were pilots or political prisoners. And it strikes me as inappropriate when someone is honored for quote-unquote only being good at what they do, without the same level of merit. I am a bit disappointed that Karel Gott did not have the good sense to decline. After all, 24 years ago he was awarded another high honor, the title of National Artist by President Gustav Husák.
While Mr. Gott's inclusion has raised some eyebrows, there are those who will agree with the president's choice. Comparisons to Mr. Klaus's predecessor Václav Havel, though, are also inevitable. By contrast, when he was the head of state, Mr. Havel honored singer Marta Kubišová, banned by the former regime, with an order of merit. He also feted the famous underground band, the Plastic People of the Universe, at Prague Castle in 1997, on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Charter 77 human rights movement.
Jan Wellinger reporting there on the 91st anniversary of Czechoslovakia.